This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, made possible in part by the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota, Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We are live in Bagley, Minnesota. Some of you already know the story, but all of you need to know a thing or two about the radio station that gives our show life. We are Northern Community Radio, founded in 1971, launched 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids in 1976. They've got translator in Brainerd station on 89.9, and early last year launched the new far-reaching station, 90.5 KBXE, Bagley and Bemidji, broadcasting there. Last year, they added 103.9 FM in Ely, allowing the Northern Community Radio signal to reach all across northern Minnesota, from near the North Dakota border to the doorstep of Duluth. Now, Northern Community Radio is a low-key operation. They don't like to toot their own horn. So that's why we've assembled some great moments from some of KAXE and KBXE's most popular programming to introduce our new listeners to the station that makes this show possible. For instance, every Wednesday morning, General Manager Maggie Montgomery hosts a local food segment detailing how to live a healthy, sustainable life by supporting local food growers and farmer markets. Here's a recent highlight.
We all know it's not easy to eat an all-local diet. One of the big challenges is finding replacements for exotic foods like pineapples. Today we have a local forester who believes he has found the perfect substitute for pineapples in a northern Minnesota diet: pine cones.
Try these, Maggie.
Wow, these are really good.
You can put them on pizza. They make a nice salad.
They do have a lot of fiber, but the best part is they're free.
Program director Heidi Holton interviews Minnesota authors on culturology. No one brings out the soul of an author better than Heidi, as you can hear in this recent interview.
So, Bob, tell me about your new book.
Well, there's a new phone book for the Brainerd Lakes area. It's got directory listings for both residential and business phone numbers and addresses.
What was the hardest part about writing this book?
You know, it's a lot of numbers. You gotta get all those numbers lined up with the right people, and some of those people die or move away.
But what inspired you?
Well, I don't like to talk about this, but when I was a small child, my dad got hooked up in the thresher. And when I went for the phone book to call for help, the hospital was listed under medical services, which makes no damn sense. No sense at all. Oh, Papa lived, but it was no life that you or I would want.
You know, it's a really amazing story. You can read as families grow and change with each page. You can include zip codes, which is really a way of showing how we're all subdivided in arbitrary ways. Like, we need to break down barriers and learn how to talk to one another.
Yeah, those zip codes were a pain, that's for sure.
Where can people buy your book?
Buy? Heck, you can all over the damn place. They're in the streets, every fool place we can think of.
Scott Hall hosts the morning show Mondays through Thursday. His calm tone and subtle curiosity propel the state's finest news and feature program. And who could forget the day the morning show broadcast live from the surface of Mars?
Temperatures on the red planet this morning, 65 to 70 below, highs today around 90 above. And then lows tonight, 145 to 155 below zero. And we'll have those wind and dust storms the rest of the week. But the Martian ice is safe to walk on now. Coming up, phenology with John Latimer. And John's going to tell us about the wildlife he's discovered here on Mars at this time of the year, including the rare Zaflacaroid, a bird-like lizard that shoots radiation at its prey. And, of course, the Boo Wookie Wookie Papa Woos, which have laid their eggs in Harry Hutchins' ears. Harry will tell you all about that when he joins John for a talk on the wild side. Then coming up at 9 this morning, Music on the River, your host today, the Martian Emperor Zog.
One of the defining aspects of Northern Community Radio is the way that the programming connects with the people and the land of northern Minnesota. But they also pay special attention to the animals as well, with programs like All Things Equine.
Hi, I'm Maddie Frick, and this is All Things Equine. I'm filling in for host Bobby Kleffman, who is out riding Wildfire. She's out riding Wildfire. Our guest today is Cromulus, and he is a...
I am a centaur.
Right. Half man and half horse.
I am a man and I am a horse.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today we're talking about the best ways to shoe a horse. How does that apply to centaurs?
I'd be lying if I didn't say that a good shoe makes all the difference. Once in battle, I was dueling with the Dark Lord Hephpocles. I stepped back to parry, and let me tell you, I sure was glad to have that machine-made aluminum racing plate. Really added a lot of comfort to my step. Without that, I would have had a much harder time felling the Dark Lord with my broadsword and throwing his sinewy head at the feet of his fleeing soldiers.
I see. Well, in a minute, we're going to start taking calls on tips for maintaining a smooth, glossy coat.
Uh-oh, sounds like Cromulus is about to get pampered.
After that, we'll be back in the saddle. Literally, that's not a pun.
The real magic of Northern Community Radio, however, takes place behind the scenes. When you call them up to become a member, you are greeted by a real person. KAXE Membership Coordinator Jennifer Penix.
Northern Community Radio, may I take your pledge?
Yeah, this is Jerry. If I sign up for one of them memberships, what do I get? Is it one of those lame tote bags?
Not this time. If you sign up at the $10 a month level, we've got a lovely pocket axe for you. There's a peace sign engraved in the handle.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. What else you got?
Well, at $20 a month, we have a barrel of maple sap. Boil that down and you'll have a pretty good bottle of syrup.
Does that come with all the stuff?
It does at $30 a month, and CD of the month, and the axe, and let's see, I've got some Tic Tacs, I think some jumper cables, too.
How could you say no to a deal like that? From new music to the people and culture of Northern Minnesota, Northern Community Radio is a treasure in the North Woods. Thanks to them for making the great Northern Radio show possible. And all of you, thank you. You can still become a member anytime. Visit the website, kaxe.org.